Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Okay, on into the fifth week of Lent, Monday. And a John Travolta film, Peter, Phenomenon.
Yes, the film Phenomenon. It's a strange film. It's one that I would sometimes use for reflection on the Feast of the Transfiguration as well, because it involves the theme of light, and light coming from the sky and transforming someone from being an ordinary citizen, so to speak, into a phenomenon. It actually, the light, whatever the power is, transforms his mind and he becomes momentarily almost genius status. And in the Gospel today, which follows the story of the woman taken in adultery, chapter 8 of St. John, Jesus says, "He is the light of the world," and reflects on what it is in being such a light. And so perhaps people aren't thinking of John Travolta as a Christ figure, but at least in Phenomenon, I think that that's true.
How's your lady love?
We broke up.
Really? That's too bad.
Yeah.
Now, George, he's got a love at his side, and she's sticking with him. You know why? Because he bought her chairs. It's pretty smart to me. You ever buy Lisa's chairs?
Doc's really drunk tonight.
Every woman has her chair, something she needs to put herself into, Baines. You ever figure out what Lisa's chairs were and buy them? Nope.
One thing you do think about with this film is the fact that it's not perfect sometimes. Having bestowed upon you this messianic type of status and all the change and the upheaval, quite a millstone for John Travolta's character.
It is. That's an interesting point of what happens when you have grace, I suppose, given to you, and that's the same with Jesus himself. His life wasn't easy grace. It was difficult grace. And so when the character is transformed, and spoiling the film a little for people who haven't seen it, he actually does die, that in a sense he is a Christ figure who has lived through that period of grace, has found it a burden, but offers his service to everybody, that he is a generous kind of person. And on the anniversary of his death, and you could almost use this for the Emmaus story gospel, his friends gather together and have a meal in his memory. So right throughout the film, one that perhaps people aren't thinking of in a religious vein, has certainly a lot of themes. Some people are very critical because of the Scientology, which John Travolta believes in, that it was a kind of apologia for Scientology. Maybe, but I doubt it. But on the other hand, for those who are reflecting on gospel themes, I think Phenomenon is a very nice film, and it's a very rich film about grace and light.